The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 27th. Today's word is arrogate, spelled A-R-R-O-G-A-T-E. Arrogate is a verb that means to claim or seize without justification. It can also mean to make undue claims to having, to assume. Arrogate also means to claim on behalf of another, to ascribe. Here's the word used in a sentence from Time Out New York by Adam Feldman. Teenage girls rule in the tart but sweet new Broadway musical Mean Girls, but their system of high school government is far from a democracy. It's a reign of terror, angst, and mall fashions, where popularity is arrogated and then ruthlessly enforced. The word arrogate comes from the Latin word arrogatus, a past participle of the verb arrogare, which means to appropriate to oneself. The Latin verb, in turn, was formed from the prefix ad, meaning to or toward, and the verb rogare, meaning to ask. You may have noticed that arrogate is similar to the more familiar word arrogant, and there is, in fact, a relationship between the two words. Arrogant comes from the Latin word arrogant or arrogance, the present participle of arrogare. Arrogant is often applied to that sense of superiority which comes from someone claiming or arrogating more consideration than is due to that person's position, dignity, or power. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.